From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lauren Nichols. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are things in Washington?
Oh, really cold.
Yeah, you guys had all this snow and the whole city fell apart, I'm told.
Yeah, you're telling me. I just moved down here 2 weeks from New Hampshire and ran into a blizzard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're from New Hampshire. You're used to this. You're walking around. All these D.C. residents are panning and tearing out their hair and spinning their wheels.
I didn't mind, though. We got a delay on work yesterday,
that's
right?
That's good.
And I'll take it.
Good for you. Well, it's nice to have you with us, Lauren. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lauren's topic?
Making an inconvenient truth more convenient.
It seems everybody agrees the Earth's in trouble. Even President Bush says global warming is a problem. But who has time to do anything about it? This week, we read about a quick and painless way to help our environment, or at least patch up some of the yucky bits. Our panelists will tell you three stories of saving the planet the easy way. Choose the real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear a story of ecological rescue from Roxanne Roberts.
Home developer Bob Livinson was allowed to build on 200 acres of parkland in Lucinda Springs, Florida, on the condition he used state-of-the-art green materials, solar panels, water-saving toilets, non-polluting coolants, etc. Unfortunately, town officials didn't notice until after the 125 houses were built that each one had a swimming pool, which uses thousands of gallons of water and electricity. The town council passed emergency legislation last month deciding that the pools can stay, but residents are only allowed to fill them up halfway. Quote, "We think it's a great environmental compromise," Mayor Tony Alberton told the Miami Herald. "People can still cool off and swim laps, but you don't lose water by splashing. There are no diving issues, and it's easier to use water noodles. Some people see the pools as half empty. I like to think of them as half full." The homeowners have filed an appeal to the Florida Supreme Court.
Half full swimming pools is a sop to environmental concerns in Florida. Your next story of saving the Earth without getting dirty comes from Mo Rocca.
Remember Queen of Mean Leona Helmsley, the hotelier from hell who proclaimed only little people pay taxes? Well, now add the title preservationist. On a trip to Chile to attend Augusto Pinochet's funeral, Helmsley became alarmed by news of the rapidly shrinking population of chinstrap penguins. Determined to save the species, she returned to New York with a brood of 9 penguins, converting her own private suite into an Antarctic wonderland. Friends are stunned by the newly maternal Helmsley. Said friend Dominic Dunn, quote, "My goodness, it's a whole new Leona. She brushes their feathers, spoils them rotten with calamari and oysters Rockefeller, and has no problem cleaning up their guano. She even sat on an egg for a full 2 hours so that the mother could molt," end quote. Critics charge that Helmsley only likes the penguins because they look like staff.
Leona Helmsley personally intervening to save the penguins. Your last story of easy environmentalism comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Lao Shu Mountain in southwestern China is the site of an abandoned quarry. As recently as last August, it was barren, dusty, and eyesore. Now, in February, the mountain is a lush, vibrant green. A miracle? No. But something of a mystery. Not as to how the mountain was transformed. That was accomplished by spray paint. Nor is there anything mysterious about why workers spent several months spraying the mountain. They did it because county officials told them to. The mystery is, why did county officials tell them to? Local villagers are baffled. All the woman who answered the phone at the county forestry department would say was, "This is an order from above. I don't have any information on this." She refused to give her name. The mountain isn't saying anything. It's too embarrassed. It's the color of AstroTurf.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are your choices, Lauren.
Huh.
From Roxanne Roberts, a housing development in Florida where the residents can only fill up their pools halfway to, you know, save the planet. From Mo Rocca, Leona Helmsley,
yes,
of all people.
Yes.
doing what she can for a population of penguins by harboring them in her own suite. And from Roy Blunt Jr., the story of a strip mine mountain in China that was repaired, made good as new, just by the application of a lot of green spray paint. Which of these is the real story of an environmental action made easy?
Well, my instinct would be to vote on Florida, I think. But every week I listen to this, and every week I get it wrong. So I've decided I'm going with the one that I would never guess, which has to be Roy's.
You would never guess that's true?
No.
Just because it's mine.
Shoot.
All right, that's an interesting logic that you use to get there. But you're going to choose Roy's. The one you don't want to choose, you're going to choose. Okay, that's fine. That works as well as anything.
Great.
All right, here we go. To bring you the correct answer, we spoke to, unsurprisingly, an environmentalist to get their opinion about this effort.
I guess the Chinese government has been getting the message that they needed to act more green, but they might have taken that a little too literally.
That was Eric Antebi, spokesman for the Sierra Club. You were right, Lauren. You got it right.
Good guess.
We need to appoint you to a senior position in government. Anyway, you earned a point for Roy. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's good to touch the green, green grass.